You may be seated. Hey, we are glad that you are here. Happy Friday. I'm declaring today the first day of spring. Can I get a little loving for that? I am wearing no socks today. Here we go. It is spring today. Hey, we got some visitors here. Is it junior visitation day? Yeah? Can we get a little love? Glad that you guys are here today, too. Hey, spring does mark a very special time because every spring we have the great privilege to have the Ready for Life Hope College students lead chapel, which they're going to do today. How many of you are familiar for Ready for Life? Have you heard this? Yeah? Okay, but for some of you who are not familiar with the Ready for Life program, I've asked lead instructor Nikki Mustard to tell us a little about the vision and mission of Ready for Life.
Great, thank you. Well, good morning. Ready for Life, for those of you who are unfamiliar, is a program that meets here on Hope's campus. And our vision and mission is to provide transition skills as well as college experience for students who have disabilities. We have 12 students on campus this year, and our students participate in many of the social aspects of campus life and take one or two Hope College classes each semester. At Ready for Life, we believe all people are learning. The focus of Ready for Life is on believing, belonging, and becoming. Thanks again for partnering with us this year at Ready for Life.
Awesome. Hey, today's scripture is going to be from Matthew chapter 15, verses 29 through 31. And the theme for chapel today is this, that God sees us and he meets us where we're at.
This morning, I'd like to introduce you to Carly. Carly is a Ready for Life senior from Kalamazoo, Michigan, and Carly is going to read our scripture this morning.
Jesus left there and went along the Sea of Galilee. When he went up on a mountainside and sat down, great crowds came to him, bringing the lame, the blind, the cripple, and the mute, and many others, and laid them at his feet, and he healed them. The people were amazed when they saw the mute speaking, the cripple made well, and lame walking, and the blind seeing. And they praised the God of Israel. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thank you. This is Karina Zamora. Karina is a senior this year at Ready for Life. And Karina's going to talk with us a little bit about how Jesus has met her through the program at Ready for Life and Hope College.
Just before coming to Ready for Life at Hope College, I was feeling lost with my faith. My church had just disbanded as I was getting into Ready for Life. However, through relationships here on campus, I have realized that I needed Jesus more than anything. And since then, I've committed to going to church and joining a church family. I feel like Jesus has met me in that way.
And this is Sammy and Maria. Sammy is a Hope College sophomore. She's one of our mentors in the Ready for Life program. She's from the Chicago suburbs. And Maria is a freshman with Ready for Life this year. And together they participated in a spring break immersion trip here in Holland. So they're going to talk about that.
So as Nicole said, my name is Samantha. I'm a sophomore here studying special education. I've been a Ready for Life mentor for 2 years. Last year, after going on an immersion trip, I spoke with some of the Ready for Life students about my amazing experience. Many of them expressed interest in going on a trip the following year. It was brought to my attention that Ready for Life students were not able to attend immersion trips. So after speaking with campus ministries, we set up a way so that Ready for Life students could attend an immersion trip for the first time. This is Maria, and she is one of the Ready for Life students who attended a trip. She's now going to tell you all about the experience she had.
Hi, my name is Maria. For spring break this year, I went on an immersion trip to Holland with campus ministry. I made a lot of new friends in my group, such as Heather, Rebecca, and Victoria. While I was in Holland, I met new people too. I enjoyed all of the immersion trip, but one of my favorite times was when we went to community-based instruction and did a scavenger hunt with people who have disabilities. This trip helped me realize now that I want to work with people who have disabilities, especially children. I would recommend this trip to anyone who wants to do an immersion trip but doesn't want to go far.
Okay. And this is Megan. Megan is a Ready for Life junior. Megan is from Fenville, Michigan. Megan, tell us where Jesus has met you.
Last Thanksgiving, I had the most amazing experience that I will never forget. I was given an opportunity to go to Israel on a Heart of God trip with Under the Fig Tree Ministries. I flew out on Thanksgiving Day. We visited all kinds of places, including the Dead Sea, Sea of Galilee, Capernaum, Bethlehem, the Judah Wilderness, and lots more. However, the story is not about where I went. It's about what I saw that changed my life. I have been a Christian for 3 years. And in my 3 years, I have many times where God has helped me and motivated me. Going to Israel has been one of the most powerful things God has done for me. One of the days we went into Behit Sahor, which is the area south of Bethlehem. Went to a place called Al-Basma. In Hebrew, Al-Basma means smile. Al-Basma is a rehabilitation center for young adults with disabilities. They go there to learn valuable life skills and work skills. We got to play games with the students there, as well as getting to learn some firsthand experiences on how to make paper, soap, weaving, carving wood, and cards. When we were there, I prayed God would show himself through the people and to teach me more about myself. I realized that I was not seeking God as much as I needed to. But God began to open up my eyes. I saw God at the top of the many mountains. I saw God in the wilderness in Judah. I saw God in conversations. I saw God through my many fears as I walked up very narrow stairs. And I mostly saw God through the people I was with. The moral of the story is that if you look around more often and ask God to help open up your eyes, he will do so in some amazing ways. You will see the world and people all over the world from a different perspective. You will also have a deeper understanding of faith and what God can mean to you and what he will do for you. Thank you.
Way to go, Megan. So we've heard from Megan, we've heard from Karina, we've heard from Maria, Sammy, and Carly. And it's, again, a testimony that God does see us, God knows us, God cares about us, and God meets us where we're at. Whether that's through circumstances or places or through people, God pursues us because he wants us to know him and to love him. As you can see, a lot of people are giving. We want to ask all the mentors and all the other students of the Ready for Life program to come on up on the stage. Come on up. Katie, come on up, girl. Right in here. And as we do, one of our traditions is to recognize graduating seniors and those who are completing the program at Ready for Life. So come on in. We're going to recognize. Andrew, come on up. There's three that we're going to recognize. All right. So first of all, and you do not have to hold your applause. So each person I recognize, you can love them up. Are you ready? All right. So recognizing graduating seniors and those who are completing the program, first of all, Carly Hall. Would you give it up for Carly? And also, graduating this year, Karina Zamora. Would you give it a... And finally, lastly, but not lastly, Andrew Lopez will be completing the program. We are so grateful for the Ready for Life program and for the mentors who are involved in it as well. It's one of the great programs here at Hope College. Hey, we're going to close in prayer for our seniors and those who are moving on through the program and as we dismiss today. So would you do this? This would be cool. Would you just put out your hand as we think and come around Carly and Karina and Andrew, and we're going to pray for them as they move on and pray for us as well too. So put your hand forward and let's pray. Lord, I'm going to again recite your good word that says, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are made new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. God, we've experienced your good new mercies even today in this chapel. Bless you, God, for your pursuit of each one of us to show your mercy, to show your love, to show your goodness to us. And thank you for these three students who are moving on. For Carly, for Karina, for Andrew, thank you for what they've learned, what they have offered to us here at Hope College. Be with them now as you call them out to the world and into the world to be light and salt for your kingdom purposes. And Lord, as we pray that for them, we pray that for all of us, that you would use us even as we leave this chapel now and go into different places, that we would represent you wherever we are for the glory of God. And all the people sang,